Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Nay, and I'm back on another episode of The Esoteric Entrepreneur. I took a little bit of a hiatus for a while because, you know, life just comes at you sometimes. But regardless of any of that, I'm back, and I'm better, and I'm ready to push out more content that's like my last episodes on steroids. So this season on The Esoteric Entrepreneur, I'm bringing you interviews with movers and shakers in different industries, new and hot businesses you should know, product reviews, new artists you should know, and so much more. I'm actually excited to jump into today's topic. So we're just going to go on ahead, guys, and like just get into it. I know that usually, you know, we do music in between segues, but I'm kind of getting my laptop repaired right now. So we're going to just power on through. I don't know how, you know, this is going to be. Because this is going to be my first music list podcast. But I digress. We're just going to go ahead and go on and get through it. So basically, guys, while I was out and, you know, I was taking this much needed time, I did a close examination of my personal brand, my Esoteric Beauty. Within 5 minutes of running an audit on my site, I realized I needed to kind of like decompartmentalize my business into different businesses. So I broke my brand down into multiple brands. As of today, there are roughly like about 7, maybe 8 businesses, 2 going on 3 websites, and roughly 14 social media pages I'm running in or administering 100% completely on my own. Not to mention, you know, I'm still that same mom, and I get so super busy with these kids. In the beginning, I felt overwhelmed on most days, but soon I figured out my special sauce. The first thing I did to tap into my inner mogul was ditch my pride and hire a business coach. Last season, if you listen to any of my episodes, you are going to get a strong sense of like independence from me. I'm very much got it out the mud. Always want to pull, or I like to hear those I got it out the mud kind of stories where people went through the fire, the hellfire, and they dusted themselves off and pulled up and still prevailed. That is me 100%. So when it came to coaching, I like just looked down on it because to me, before anyway, that was a sign that you really didn't get it out the mud. You went and you seeked help. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, we get so engulfed in this out of the mud mentality that hiring a coach makes it feel like it's less of a grind if we seek out the guidance. But it's actually not. It's not less of a grind. It's you realizing your faults and your weaknesses, and it's you holding yourself accountable to those flaws, those faults, those weaknesses, and making yourself a better person at the end of the day. And then, of course, another thing as well that turned me off with the coaching was the pricing. Anyone who has ever looked into business coaching for themselves, not necessarily as their brand, but to help their brand, knows those coaches are not cheap. So for a really long time, until I kind of rewired how I was thinking, I had to remind myself that a business coach was more of an investment than it was just me spending my money. It's a different kind of flex. You feel me? That's something that I could put out 2-3 racks for, and I see the return almost instantly within myself. My first conversation with my coach helped me break my one business into multiple entities. It was seeing these components as standalone brands, that was the issue. That brings me to my next point, which was organization. The first step to organizing my brands was scheduling. For weeks on end, I would draw up content calendars just to throw them all away. I bought weekly, monthly, yearly, daily planners even. And basically nothing helped me organize my stuff. So one day while I was inside of Walgreens, I had kind of like an aha moment. I bought mad loose leaf. I bought dividers, a binder. I bought the little, the reinforcements just in case my loose leaf papers broke. And my businesses now are all neatly divided, and all of the content is written in a section that it relates to. All of my posts are scheduled with the same software across platforms. You get what I'm saying? Maybe with the exception of these podcasts. But other than that, when it comes to Facebook, Instagram, or whatever the case, I have my posts, I have a content calendar, I have everything planned out. Like, I have everything connected to everything. It's just it sounds disorganized when you speak about it, but it really does help, especially with the binder. After a while, running multiple businesses began to become a little bit more fluid for me. I got used to it. Aside from being able to see the vision clear with my binder, because I literally had to section it up, the fact that I run them all from the same physical space takes a lot of weight off of my shoulders. One central location helps save on resources, since they all coincide with one another. It also makes it easier to handle all business affairs. And then doing things from one place has allowed me to basically, you know, you remember that comic, get her done, Larry the Cable Guy? Yeah, so I've been getting everything done lately. I could also cross collab with my own brands, increasing any disposable assets. Another must in running multiple businesses successfully is that you bring your businesses together as much as you can across processes. Each and every one of my businesses, in one way or another, have something that ties it back to my esoteric beauty, which is that main brand. Creating a business plan, including marketing, sales initiatives, determining what social platforms and softwares you're going to use, can all be done together. It helps you complete multiple tasks in one shot because you already have tried and tested strategies that already work. And then since you could bounce ideas between businesses and they're all your businesses, you could save lots of time, effort, and energy. It's also important that you practice what needs your attention in total. I have like 4 main income sources right now, and a few extras that are on the side. Because of this, it was super important to organize everything in one place, down to random notes and vendors. That one place for me is that binder that I just was speaking to you guys about. Having everything in the same place allows me to always analyze data on how I spend in relation to my budget. I could sporadically make changes that keep my businesses on an upward scale trend. It's just as important to enjoy what you do as it is to put in the work. No one wants to create another job for themselves. So how you organize, delegate, and prioritize what needs your attention determines how smooth running your businesses simultaneously is going to be for you. You should also make and follow lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of lists. Guys, we're going to actually cut to commercial right now, and I'll be right back, as always, of course. Hey guys, it's me again, and we're back. I'm gonna just basically pick right up from where I left off at. We were talking about how to effectively and efficiently run multiple businesses simultaneously, and what makes it easier for you as the entrepreneur. The last thing that I said before our break was that you should make and follow lots and lots and lots of lists. Lists. And when you still unsure, list some more. You could do this on an app. You could just write your list out the old-fashioned way. Regardless to how you do it, it's easier to prioritize when you can actually see the tasks that you need to complete versus like just kind of guessing. You get what I'm saying? Or trying to memorize or remember what it is that you have to do. You need to get detailed in your list. What are you going to do? What time will you be working on this detail or aspect of your business? How could you cross promote? How will you address what needs your attention at the moment? All of the things. You get what I'm saying? One last tip that I have to successfully run multiple businesses is to keep reports on each business to gauge results and maintain accountability. Actively managing, capturing, and analyzing data can directly affect what standards you build and manage your business on. Consider keeping records related to customer satisfaction, social media growth, reputation management, leads, conversions, anything else that illustrates how your marketing and customer experience strategies are received by the public. And we're going to right now go on ahead. We're going to jump into some more paid sponsorships real quick, guys. And then when I come back, we're definitely going to recap and bring everything full circle. All right, now, guys, we are back. Let's bring everything back with the recap. In order to successfully run multiple businesses, you should, for one, decompartmentalize. It's just easier to run multiple businesses when they're broken into multiple entities in black and white versus mentally. It's just, like I said, it's just easier because you can see it. For me, that was my binder, and I was able to see my different entities in every aspect. Second, hire a coach. Even if you feel like you don't need one, go on ahead and still hire a coach. It's okay to seek help when you need it. Sometimes you need a bit more of a keener eye than your own. And remember, the best money spent is money that's invested. For three, organize. You need to create your content, schedule your content to post, keep data of the content that works for you and for your brand. Just have everything, if you can, if it's possible for you, all in one place. You know how they say don't put your eggs all in one basket? Try to. Physically, anyway. And then run the businesses from the same physical space. Again, putting all of those eggs inside of that same basket. Because it's just easier. Like, you don't... And it's cheaper, too. I don't know how many of you guys who listen have brands that sell products. Or who has a service type of brand that does, like, crossover with product sales or whatever the case may be. But it's just it's hard to have multiple brands that you know, you're selling products for and whatnot, and you don't even have all of your stuff in the same place. That's it's a lot. And then a lot of times too, things get crossed together, and like, you know, you'll have something for this business here and then something for the next business at the next business. Like, it's just, it's too much. So it's just best to kind of try to operate everything out of the same one place. Prioritize. Work on what needs the most attention first. So for me, my content, because I'm very detailed. I'm very, very creative. Like, I have to see, hear, feel, touch, taste, smell everything when I'm planning out my content, okay, down to my breaks. I need to know what it is that I'm even going to be doing on my breaks. Like, you need to be able to prioritize correctly, so that you can be more efficient and so that your work can be more effective. Check your passion. The more you enjoy what you do is the more that you attract the audience with your realness or how genuine you are. It's so hard to naturally engage people. So you have to keep yourself kind of like hype, up to the times and hype. And that's okay. As I said, just check your passion. Check your passion. Make sure that every second you're doing something that you love. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to make another job for yourself. You want it to eliminate the job from your life altogether. So why not do something that you love? Because that's going to make you put your all into it. Also, make lists. Because listen, baby. It's going to help you with prioritizing for importance and cross-promoting, okay? And then also you need to remember, keep records, keeping records on things like customer orders, satisfaction, leads, conversions, etc. will make content creation a piece of cake for you. All in all, it's important to keep all of your businesses as relevant as possible with as little stress as possible. It won't be an easy road to travel, but it is a road that's worthwhile. On the other hand, I'm super excited to announce that I have finally completed and finalized building my business bootcamp program. And I will be kicking off the beta program with a free 7-day visibility. I'm sorry, 5-day visibility challenge throughout the course of the week. What we're going to do in this challenge, is going to help your brand's visibility improve so much. We're going to improve your general appearance of your website and your business social media pages. We're going to define your target audience and your ideal customer if you haven't done so already. We're going to perfect your elevator pitch. We're going to identify and overcome any obstacles that may be preventing you to show up and show out for your business or your businesses and so much more. This challenge is going to be perfect for you if you are still in your startup phase, if you've been in business at least a year and you're just stagnant right now. It's gonna be for you if you know you have hot market items but you're struggling with sales, if you want to learn how to reach your customers and your clients outside of your warm market, if you want to learn how to attract more clients naturally and with ease. I mean, do I need to go on? It's for you. If you have a business, this 5-day intensive is perfect for you if you run a business. That's it and that's all. It's 2021, boss babes. And in the words of Miss Nicki Minaj, I was about to call her by her last name, her real last name, Mirage. It's time to step them cookies up before they crumble, okay? Let's get to this bag. And other than that, I'm going to ask that you guys tune in on Wednesday, which is tomorrow this time, to catch our next episode. And I'll be speaking with guest Michael Douglas, who is an expert in audience engagement. This episode is going to be packed with so much value, so much insight, and it's going to genuinely help anyone in any stage of business bring I'm sorry, I was getting a text message, but yes, it's gonna help anyone, in any stage of business bring it to their warm and cold markets. Until next time, you guys, good night. And remember, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit.